This is program number LW2295. Well, one day through the primeval wood, a calf walked home, as good calves should, but made a trail all bent askew, a crooked trail, as all calves do. Hi, this is Larry West. Since then, 300 years have fled, and I infer the calf is dead. But still he left behind his trail, and thereby hangs my mortal tale. The trail was taken up next day by a lone dog that passed that way, and then a wise bellwether sheep pursued the trail o'er vale and steep, and drew the flock behind him too, as good bellwethers always do. And from that day o'er hill and glade, through those old woods a path was made, and many men wound in and out, and dodged and turned and bent about, and uttered words of righteous wrath, because 'twas such a crooked path. But still they followed, do not laugh, the first migration of that calf, who through this winding woodway stalked, because he wobbled when he walked. This forest path became a lane that bent and turned again. This crooked lane became a road, where many a poor horse with his load toiled on beneath the burning sun and traveled some 3 miles in one. And thus a century and a half they trod the footsteps of that calf. The years passed on in swiftness fleet. The road became a village street, and this, before men were aware, a city's crowded thoroughfare. And soon the central street was this of a renowned metropolis, and men 2 centuries and a half trod in the footsteps of that calf. Each day 100,000 rout following this zigzag calf about, and over his crooked journey went the traffic of a continent. 100,000 men were led by one calf, near 3 centuries dead. They follow still his crooked way and lose 100 years a day, for thus such noble reverence is lent to well-established precedent. A moral lesson this might teach, were I ordained and called to preach, for men are prone to go it blind along the calf paths of the mind, and work away from sun to sun to do what other men have done. They follow in the beaten track, and out and in and forth and back, and still their dubious course pursue to keep the path that others do. They keep the path a sacred groove along which all their lives they move, but how the wise old woods do laugh who saw the first primeval calf. Ah, many things this tale might teach, but I am not ordained to preach. Well, you know, it's true. Men work away from sun to sun to do what other men have done. Did you know that research has proven that, Mom, Dad, what you are, not only will your children become, but their children will become it too. In fact, research shows that your influence will pass through at least 4 generations. 4! The trail you make by the way you walk will be walked by those who follow you. It will become a lane, then a road, a village street, and then a crowded thoroughfare. 100,000 men were led by one calf, near 3 centuries dead, so says the poet. What you are, your great-great-grandchildren will be long after you are dead. Walk a little plainer, Daddy, said a little boy so frail. I'm following in your footsteps, and I don't want to fail. Sometimes your steps are very plain, sometimes they're hard to see. So walk a little plainer, Daddy, for you are leading me. I know that once you walked this way many years ago, and what you did along the way, I'd really like to know. For sometimes when I am tempted, I don't know what to do. So walk a little plainer, Daddy, for I must follow you. Someday when I'm grown up, you're like I want to be. Then I will have a little boy who will want to follow me. And I would want to lead him right and help him to be true. So walk a little plainer, Daddy, for we must follow you. What you are, your children, your grandchildren, your great-great-grandchildren, will be. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. The Bible says, train up a child in the way he should go. Now, whether it's wanted or not, God has given to each of us parents a tremendous responsibility in leading a whole host of other people. I've written a pamphlet called, What Controls Your Life? I think it might help. Write me for it. It is free. What Controls Your Life? Write me for it in care of this address, Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.